You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. We're back again. We're continuing on with the study, Bible study on the Sabbath. And the last show I was talking about controversy between Jesus and the scribes and Pharisees in the New Testament. And the subject was over keeping the Sabbath. Not if you should keep it or shouldn't keep it. It was over the man-made added rules that the religious leaders of Jesus' time had added to God's word. God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to rest, to worship, to fellowship. And they added man-made rules. And I was explaining how happens even today. It's called making fences around the Torah, and how you add additional rules over and above what God said. And what did he say? We shall not add to nor take away. So it's a common practice in Judaism today, and that was going on in Jesus' time. Now, people see these incidences of Jesus and the doing things that they think are illegal to do on the Sabbath that are not, and they say, oh, see, Jesus didn't keep the Sabbath, but he did. He kept it according to how God said to keep it, not man. So let's take a look at some of these things that happened in the New Testament here. There was a controversy in, let's take Matthew 23:4 first. They had placed heavy, burdensome rules and rules that go over and above what God said, and laid them on men's shoulders. And Jesus rebuked them for doing that. Like I said, Matthew 23:4. Another thing, Jesus rebuked them for teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And that was in Matthew 15:9. So see, they made up all of these rules and taught that it was from God. And Jesus called them out and rebuked them for doing that. He didn't follow the crazy rules of the Pharisees. One rule was no healing on the Sabbath. Well, nowhere does God say you can't heal somebody on the Sabbath. It's a good thing. And that's why Jesus took opportunities to heal people on the Sabbath. He ignored this heartless rule by healing the sick during the Sabbath. We can see that in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 27, and it goes on and on. And he did this multiple times. And he showed that he had power over sickness and over Satan by doing this. And that the Sabbath was originally created to be a blessing to man, not a curse. And this is what he was showing. The rulers of the synagogue became angry because Jesus healed a woman on the Sabbath day. We can read about that in Luke chapter 13, verses 14. And Jesus himself said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan hath bound these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Luke 13:16. We'll continue on with this. I hope you're enjoying this series. I certainly am. We need to do what God says, which is keep the Sabbath, not keep man-made rules like worship him on Sunday. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.